This is Dr. Hansen of the Warning Radio Program, and today we're going to continue with Dr. Emmanuel Ziga speaking on who is the Holy Spirit at the Holy Ghost Conference. Let's continue.
When His presence is with you, you become a candidate, a qualified candidate, to do impossible things. Say hallelujah, somebody. In the world of limitation, which means the presence of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Ghost, is to take us all into divine status schools of work. That makes you work beyond the natural limitation. It takes the limitation out of your body. How can you not excel when the Holy Ghost is with you? How can you not break through limitations when the power of the highest is upon you? Now, the power of the highest is the omnipotent power, all power, all power. It doesn't matter what kind of power you are worried about. We were in the city of Hiroshima where the atomic bomb was dropped. And I'm telling you, oh, Jesus, that bomb that was made by Oppenheimer, and you could see the devastation of that bomb. It's believed that when it was about 60 meters above the city, the buildings were melting and evaporating before the epicenter of the bomb landed on the earth. Humans did not burn, they disappeared. Just like that. Say hallelujah, somebody. People who knew people who were in a certain spot, there was not even a sign of ashes. Even the ashes also burned. And it happened quite a while ago. But as we were landing in the city of Hiroshima, I could still feel the radiation in the atmosphere. Almost about 10,000 feet above sea level, you could feel the radiation. That thing is so inhuman. But the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is the power of the highest. He has more power than atomic bombs. I say he has more power than atomic bombs. Just name the kind of power. He is the highest of all. Receive this anointing right now. He is the power of the highest and shall overshadow you. When such a power is functioning within you, then you can say no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because the real weapon is you. Receive the anointing, please. The Bible says it shall overshadow you. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Which means the Son of God, that is God, can never happen in a woman's womb except the most powerful power of the highest makes it happen. Because that's the King of Glory. It doesn't take surgery to put the King of Glory in a womb of a woman. It doesn't matter what kind of scientific developments we take, we make, how many breakthroughs we have in our biological laboratories, you can never break through into the realm of this kind of power. He's called the power of the highest. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are in contact with the power of the highest. 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 I said the power of the highest, the power of the highest, in quality, in quantity, in purity, in excellence, in potency, whatever it is the highest. Say, I receive. May the power of the highest take residence in you. May the power of the highest have its own platform within you. When you are walking in the power of the highest, every other power bows. Say hallelujah, somebody. So that day, the Lord said, as you go to Hiroshima, take an anointed oil. So as I walked on the ground, I said, Lord, why am I here? Why am I here? He said, I'll tell you. He took me to a certain spot. He said, take your oil and pour your oil here and dedicate this land. He said, pray like this, that as the atomic bomb dropped upon the land, we didn't go to Nagasaki, but he said, as it dropped there, let my Holy Ghost also descend upon the land like that. So as it was in the natural, we went to introduce the spiritual. But I've come to understand that the power I was introducing by the oil which is the power of the highest, more powerful than the atomic bomb. Say hallelujah, somebody. You can't have the Holy Ghost in you and not walk in high places. You can't have the Holy Ghost in you and not have a high frequency of thinking capacities. For he has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. There must be a sound in your mind, which is the sound of the power of God. Every day of your life, when you have the Holy Ghost, receive the anointing, please. You walk in sound mind. There's a sound in your mind. Every day of your life, you have this consciousness that God is powerful and he lives within you and he works within you and he is for you. Say hallelujah. Receive the anointing, please. I say, receive the anointing, please. You have all power. Say all power. Say, I have the power of the highest. The Bible says that the angel told her, the power of the highest shall come upon you. Watch this. The Holy Ghost is the one who gives birth to all the plants of God in the earth. He is the manifester of the plants of God. So God the Father, love, he is the initiator of all the visions. That he transfers it into communication through his son Jesus, the Word. And the Holy Ghost takes it from the Word into manifestation. So when the Holy Ghost is not manifesting, it begins from the love, the Father. It stops at the Son till the Holy Ghost moves. So there are so many things in suspension in prophecy dimensions. But until the Holy Ghost moves, the prophecy doesn't become a manifestation. He is the one who brings to pass. He has the records of the things which must be manifested in the time they must be manifested. Say hallelujah, somebody. So the entire Bible is in three dimensions. In the Old Testament, it was the time of knowledge. In the four synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's the time of manifestation. No, that's the time of revelation. Christ came to bring revelation. It shall be revealed unto you. And the people said, we've never seen this like this. Revelation, revelation, revelation. But you see, the final stage is manifestation. There's no manifestation except there's a revelation. And there's no revelation except there's a knowledge. So when you have knowledge, it must mature into revelation. May your knowledge tonight of the Holy Ghost move into revelation. It is that revelation the Holy Ghost comes to manifest in your life. So when you read the Word, you begin to meditate, you are functioning in revelation. Then he hits that revelation into manifestation. In other words, when Jesus Christ was being baptized, when the Holy Ghost came, the Holy Ghost released the Word into manifestation. He is the Word. But until he was baptized by the Holy Ghost, there was no information about how he manifested himself in miracles. So for 30 years, Jesus was loaded with knowledge, loaded with the potentials, until the Spirit of the Highest came upon him. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the manifester of the will of God into reality. He's the one who takes what is in the Spirit into reality. Now, if you travel from here to Mexico, what's the currency in Mexico? Pesos, yes. So you take dollars, you get to Mexico. You have to exchange it into pesos. So you can have common daily exchange of goods and services. Now, the Holy Ghost is the one who takes the currency of heaven and breaks it into our currency of understanding. So you need the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter how much knowledge, how many prophecies God has for you. You cannot walk in manifestation except by the Holy Ghost. So who is the Holy Ghost? He is the manifestation of the Word of God. Say hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born. So the Holy Ghost is the one who gives birth to ministries. He gives birth to plants of God. He is the power of the highest that must bring birth to things. There are so many things prophesied over nations, but until the Holy Ghost is moving, those things are just words. And I have a feeling that there are so many prophecies being fulfilled in this conference. Even as I speak, you are leaving this place and things will begin to resonate in your spirit. It will go ding. You begin to feel the inner work, because the Bible says he will come upon Mary and that holy thing shall be born. The angel spoke the word, but the Holy Ghost brought the manifestation. The angel spoke the prophecy, but the Holy Ghost would have to finish it. So he is the finishing spirit of heaven. Receive the anointing, please. The Bible says that thing that I just spoke to you, says the angel. There is a manifestation to come. But before the manifestation comes, the power of the highest must kick in. May the Holy Ghost kick into your life today. May he kick into your ministry today. May he kick into the dreams today. He is stepping into our zone because he is God divine. Say hallelujah. Verse 36, the woman said, and the angel said, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6 months with her who was called barren. So there were two miracles here. The first miracle was that Mrs. Zachariah, called Elizabeth, was of an old age, possibly about 95 years old. And the Holy Ghost moved upon her. She had a child. She was pregnant. The other miracle was that Mary was a virgin. The Holy Ghost moved upon her also. She was pregnant. So these are two extreme cases. But the same Holy Ghost, the power of the highest, brought them to pass. Is there any case too extreme for you? I said, is there any case too extreme for you? Somebody will say, I'm too ignorant. I'm not educated. So I cannot be a successful citizen. The Holy Ghost will move upon that. Somebody will say, well, I have so much knowledge. I have so much knowledge. I've not been able to do anything with it. He can still move upon you and bring it to pass. Somebody will say, I have so much experience in life, but I can't function effectively. The Holy Ghost moves upon that. Somebody will say, I have no experience on this earth. The Holy Ghost moves upon you. He brings manifestation. Receive the Holy Ghost. I say, receive the Holy Ghost. I say, receive the Holy Ghost. I say, receive the Holy Ghost. The power of the highest. I said, the power of the highest. But look at the next verse. The next verse says that, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. So with God, nothing shall be impossible. Why? Why is it that with God, nothing shall be impossible? Because of the functionality of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost works, nothing is impossible in heaven. He plays his role well. I say he plays his role well. I say he plays his role well. With God, everything is possible because of the Holy Ghost that moves. With God, nothing is impossible because the Holy Ghost is moving. So why do you think you can do anything possible without the Holy Ghost? So the Holy Ghost is the one who makes everything possible in the kingdom of God. If I believe in him, I shall surely finish well, because I believe in he who makes all things possible by his power, by the power of the highest. This is why Jesus Christ, when he was baptized, from that time onwards, everything became possible in his life. He raised the dead. The blind saw. The deaf heard. The dumb spoke. The crippled were walking, because the Holy Ghost was upon him. And with God, all things are possible when the Holy Ghost comes in. So there's a condition to the possibility of all things in the church. That condition is that the Holy Ghost must step in. Say hallelujah. So there are many prophecies we are all holding on to. But the next stage, let the Holy Ghost step in. Welcome him. Welcome him. Make room for him. Make him comfortable that he can come in and do all what only he can do. Because he has a role in the kingdom equation. And his role, for me, is very critical, very important, very essential. Because without him moving in, every record of heaven shall not have its manifestation in the earth. And the Father will not bypass the Holy Ghost. The Son will not bypass the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is so important to the Father and the Son, because it is he who makes their purpose and their will come to pass. So Jesus Christ said that every sin against the Father and the Son shall be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost will not be forgiven. And just to show you how precious he is to their manifestation and how precious he is to the Father's manifestation. And without him, God the Father and the Son will not have manifestation in the earth realm. So they are saying he is such a treasure to us. So they are so jealous about this Holy Spirit. Everybody else we can forgive, but this one, he's the only one. He has an identity and a classified role. He's irreplaceable. Angels can be replaceable, but not the Holy Ghost. Say hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost is not a luxury. He is a necessity in your life. You need the Holy Ghost. I say you need the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what theological understanding you have. Break through all that and convince yourself, I need the Holy Ghost. If Jesus Christ, who is God, will still need the Holy Ghost to succeed on the earth, how much more you, born in Timbuktu? Say hallelujah, somebody. We need him more than anybody else. Say, I need him. Say, Holy Ghost, I need you. One more time, Holy Ghost, I need you. One more time, Holy Ghost, I need you. For with God, nothing shall be impossible because of the work of the Holy Spirit, because of the role of the Holy Spirit, because of the interplay of the Holy Spirit, because of the influence of the Holy Spirit, because of the omnipotence of the Holy Spirit, because of the omniscience of the Holy Ghost knows all things, because of the omnipresence of the Holy Spirit. So if I go somewhere and I hear people say, with God, nothing is impossible. And what comes on in my mind? Because of the Holy Ghost. They know what they are saying. They've not just mentioned his name, but they've mentioned his functionality. Oh, with God, all things are possible. Holy Ghost moves in. Oh, is it possible for you to break through? Yes. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. Will your airplane land safely? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Will your children be born again? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Will your business break through? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Will your church break through? Because of the Holy Ghost. Can there be hope for America? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Can the world become a good place again? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Will your children be preachers one day? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Will your husband be nice one day? Yes, because of the Holy Ghost. Say hallelujah, somebody. I just saw a wife said, I heard that one. Hallelujah, somebody. Because of the Holy Ghost, then there is a kingdom manifestation. This is why the Holy Ghost is so important. Why? Because he's also the representation of the love of God for manifestation. He loves us so much, because he knows what we lost when Adam fell. That his desire is for every child who is in his image to finish well, that he gave us the Holy Ghost to help us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I don't know how I would have been here still in ministry without the Holy Ghost. He has never left me nor forsaken me. He has never told me that, Emmanuel, I loved you up to this point because of this mistake you made. Goodbye, I'll see you next time. He's never said that. Humans have done that. And as I speak, others are planning to do that too, I'm sure. But the Holy Ghost is consistently faithful. Absolutely faithful. And when he kicks in on anything, he doesn't look back. He is that faithful. So one of the reasons why the dove is a representation of the Holy Ghost for sure is that the dove is one of the most faithful animals or birds in creation. It's gentle. You can trust the dove. There was a practical experiment to test the dove's resolve, and that some people were rearing at the dove. So they had a dove pen, a dove cage for a long time. Then they took those doves, put them in a cage, put them in an airplane, flew over 6 hours, and landed and took the doves out of the cages and released them. It was a matter of time. Within a week, all the doves came back to their pen. And each and everyone went into their dove pinhole. There was no fight that, well, I was number two for years. You should be number three. And a quarrel. I said, oh, I forgot. I used to be in this room. No. They all went straight to their places. They have such navigational excellence in faithfulness. The Holy Ghost as a dove. He will never leave you nor forsake. It is the nature of God. Because God is faithful. He is the faithful spirit. Say hallelujah. He is supernaturally faithful. So when he is in you, you can be faithful beyond all challenges. You can also be supernaturally faithful. That no matter what the challenges are, your word is your bond. Because the Holy Ghost lives within you. Receive the anointing, please. Verse 38, please. The Bible says, and Mary said, this is my point. And Mary said, say, and Mary said. Say it again. And Mary said, say it again, and Mary said, one more time, and Mary said. So my question is, what are you saying? And Mary said, but what are you saying in the midst of your challenges? What do you say? When your pastor is not with you, what do you say? And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. What was the word? That the Spirit of the Highest shall come upon you. He said, I like that. That I'll be the mother of the Messiah, not knowing a man. I don't know about that one. But the Holy Ghost can make it possible. I believe that one. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say, I believe that one. So what are you saying? I believe that one. 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 One more time. What are you saying? I believe that one. From today, you are going to believe that one. No matter what you are going through, I know the Spirit of the Highest is with me. I believe that. How he'll make it? I don't know. When will he do it? I don't want to know. What about the intrigues, the intrigues of the matter? I don't know. What about the details? I can't even fathom it. But one thing I know. I say one thing I know. I say one thing I know. When the Holy Ghost comes, there shall be a performance. Receive the anointing, please. So with the Holy Ghost baptizing every saint in the New Testament, we are the performing body of God. We are the performers of every prophecy yet to be fulfilled. Because the Holy Ghost, the performer of all things, lives within us. And God loves us so much to put us in this generation where the Holy Ghost is lavished benevolently, extravagantly upon every Christian who believes to perform well. You know, I love King David, but I'm glad I wasn't born in his day. I love Abraham with all his wealth, but I thank God because they were not baptized in the Holy Ghost. So they had lots of limitations. So no matter what they desired, there was a limitation to the manifestation. Their brains could dream every dream, but the Holy Ghost wasn't there to help them beyond natural averages. But you and I said, but you and I, we are like Mary, be it unto me, be it unto us. So we are part of the be it unto us generation. We are part of the what? Be it unto us generation. Is there any Mary here today? People who will say that be it unto me, because now we know that the Holy Ghost is available. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. That was the end of the conversation. So all this while the angel Gabriel was having a conversation with Mary, the angel was pushing her to that corner where she will say and confess with her mouth, let it be so by the Holy Ghost. That's all the angel was looking for. Which means that no matter how powerful the Holy Ghost is, there is a meeting point which must be your word to receive. So your word is that altar of agreement. You can say all things, you can think about all the impossibilities, but when you say the Holy Ghost, have your way, boom. conception begins. In other words, your confessions are as powerful as his manifestation. I say your confessions are as powerful as his manifestation, because that is his role, to bring humans into the divine class. Whereas God said, let there be light, there was light, that we can also say, let it be a manifestation, and it shall be. Receive the anointing, please. The Bible says, from that time, the angel departed. I can imagine the angel Gabriel arrived in heaven, and I'm quite sure heaven said, how did he go? She received the Holy Ghost. She said, be it unto me. I'm quite sure when the angel was giving the narrative of the conversation, the dialogue with Mary, I'm quite sure they were all, yeah, so. All that you are saying, but what did she say? Did she believe it? Did she receive it? I'm quite sure the angel said, well, I preserve that for the last. I'm sure heaven said, don't waste our time. Go straight to the point. Did she believe it? I'm quite sure when the angel said, yes, she believed it. I'm sure all of heaven went, yeah. I can imagine when the Apollo first astronaut got onto the moon, the whole world went, yeah. We were in Africa, but we all became Americans. Hallelujah. Everybody said, yeah. Indians say, yeah! Arabs say, yeah! Because it was a human feat. Even prisoners say, yeah! There were patients at the hospital who could not see very well. Because it was a human breakthrough.
This is Dr. Hansen. I hope you've enjoyed today's warning program. I hope you've enjoyed the message of Dr. Ziga on who is the Holy Spirit. Now, tomorrow, we'll continue and close that message. My telephone number is 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. You can telephone 360-629-5248 and give an offering. My website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. You can give a love offering by PayPal or Zelle. The reference number on Zelle, warning, at worldministries.org. God bless you.